Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Father, thank you for every grace, every blessing that we have. It is you, O God, who is working on our behalf. Bless us and turn all things to our good and to our benefits. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hand. We need supernatural help. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, you now, when I see you, you need supernatural. When I look at you, how, before you marry, before you get admission, before you get a good grade, when I look at you, I suspect that it's not working very well. Amen. We all want to do well. You know, it's something which has been preying on my mind for a long time. We all want to do well. I mean, as a pastor of a church with members, students, young people who are now starting life, the desire to see them do well is very, very pressing. And what I've also seen is that it is often the supernatural that makes all the difference. Hallelujah. It takes supernatural things for some things to work. We are still on our subject matter, but today I'm talking about steps into the supernatural, or principles into the supernatural, or how to get into the supernatural. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Tell somebody, you are disqualified. I didn't hear you. Say it loud. You are disqualified if you are not supernatural. How can you compete with somebody who has juju on his side and you have nothing? How can you? That's why in this, all these sports, they have so many anti-doping testing. Do you know why? Because when somebody takes steroids and takes other things, he has an unfair advantage, and he's got extra muscles, extra strength, power to go faster than you. And that is why we are doing our very best to catch all drug dopers, and even every sport, even in sports that don't require strength, they are still taking drugs to help them. Amen. Because it's not fair. Recently, some lady swimmers wrote a letter. They were complaining about one transgender young lady who has come to join them in the swimming pool. And this man turned woman, he is winning all the races. I mean, what do you expect? He is winning all, and they are asking, how can we compete with a man turned woman when we are women, still women? You cannot win. And the man said, no, I'm a woman now. Yeah, I'm a woman. I mean, I said, I'm a woman. It's not my fault. That's how I was born. So I'm a woman. But you have the man's body. You have the muscles. Yeah. So it's not, is it fair? It's not fair. And the case has gone to court. I don't know what Trump will do. He will remove all the transgender people out of the women's races. I think it's not fair. Because, are you listening? Because somebody has an unfair advantage. But listen to this. If everybody's using power, and you're in the same class, what should you do? No, everybody's using power and you are in the same class, what should you do? Also use power, or you are last. Also find your own power. Also find your own strength. Amen. One day, a certain boy who was writing Wasi, I think it's Wasi, he called his father in the morning. He said, "Daddy, we are going to write an exam. I'm in the class with the people. They are working their poor. Should I look?" What would you tell your son? He said, "Daddy, I'm in the class with them. The exam is at 9 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. We are here and they are working their questions. They are all working their questions. Daddy, should I look?" Please, what would you tell your son? Ask your neighbor, what will you tell your son? No, hold your neighbor's dress and ask him. I demand an answer. What will you tell your son? They are working their question for the exam we are going to write in 1 hour's time. And I'm there with them. Should I look? Janice, what will you tell your son? What will you tell your son? Should I look? Look small, eh? Or what will you say? Let's vote. How many say look small? Raise your hand. Look small. How many say look? Father, forgive my church. My church is failing. The man said, "Don't look." He said, "Don't look." Do you know why? He said, "If you look, how can you pray?" He said, "If you look at the question, how can you pray? Oh God, help me. When you are cheating, how can you pray?" He said, "Don't look. Let them look. Don't look. You just go to your corner and pray. Oh God, help me." Amen. So the boy went to the corner to go and pray. Oh God, help me. When the results came, do you know how the results were? He had an A, the rest had B and C. You see, look, the thing here, if you don't know, you don't know. Yeah, and sometimes what you say is our poor is not our poor. When you get into the room, it has changed. And they brought a different paper and presented it. And then suddenly you are there and it's not the thing. So tell somebody, don't look. Look, those who raise their hand, look. Father, forgive them all their mistaken faith. Amen. We need supernatural help. Amen. And there are principles. There are principles of how to get into it. And one of them is that you believe. That you believe. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. I didn't hear a loud amen. That you believe. Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus said unto him, "If you can believe, all things are possible unto him that believes." If you can believe. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing any. If you can believe. That is the greatest key. Are you listening to me? That's the greatest key you need to enter and see great things happening in your life. If you can believe. Believe what? Believe many things that I'll tell you. That the Bible says. That is preached from the pulpit. If you can believe. Look at John chapter 11 and verse 40. And Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Hallelujah. If you believe, you will see the move of God in your life. Recently, I was talking about tithing just last week. Ask your neighbor, "Do you tithe?" Tap your neighbor, ask him. Tap your neighbor, "Please ask your neighbor for me. Hold him by the shirt, by the collar. I don't hold him somewhere and ask him, "Do you tithe?" What did he say? Some will cough. Some will just not. They just smile at you. They won't say anything. Yeah, they won't say anything. And no, listen. Many of us, about 50% of us, don't tithe. And the reason they don't tithe is they don't believe. It's not your poverty. No, I've seen poor people drinking Coca-Cola. When you are poor, you can't afford Coca-Cola. You need food. So it's not poverty. No. Poor people, they still do things. The reason why you are not tithing is that you don't believe that tithing is a way to blessing. You don't believe it. And you think that tithing is just giving money away like an extra offering to the church, which I already give offering. Maybe not. And so that is what I'm doing. And tithing is hard. And many of us don't tithe. Amen. Ask your neighbor, where were you Friday evening when we were here praying? Many of you were in your rooms doing nothing. And the reason is you don't believe in prayer as a critical part of your breakthrough in life. You don't believe it. Even when you pray, you don't believe your own prayer. Amen. And that is why many of us do not see a radical change and a radical improvement in our lives. Many of us are basically ordinary. Amen. And the reason is we don't believe in many of the things that we hear in church. We don't believe. And this morning, I want to show you who you are. I want to draw you a picture. Hallelujah. I want to show you who you are this morning. Amen. Amen. The reason why this thing is so important is that if you are not spiritual, you cannot enter into the supernatural. If you are not spiritual, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, but the natural man cannot receive the things of the spirits, for they are foolishness unto him. I mean, when you are not spiritual and we talk about so many things, to you doesn't make sense. I mean, to you, why do all these things? It doesn't help. It doesn't make sense. Why bother about all these things? Because, I mean, why give extra money? Why go for extra meetings? Why stay after church? Why do so many things? Because you are not spiritual. You are natural. Amen. Amen. But this morning, I want us to decide that we are going to enter into the supernatural so that you will see fantastic things in your life. That's all. You will see fantastic things in your life. Supernatural breakthrough, miracle money, miracle healing, miracle deliverance. I mean, accidents will not happen. Fire will burn except your house. You'll be amazed at so many things that will be unusual around you. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. And so this morning, I want us to see what it means to believe. Amen. And you see, because you are in church, we call ourselves believers, you know, but that is not the case. Who is the father of faith? Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. I mean, he's the one who believed. I mean, when it was ridiculous, he still believed. But he wasn't born there. He got there. Amen. I listen, he got there. Abraham didn't just jump from hearing God and then suddenly no, he got to a place where he believed. And so I want us to see how he got to where he stood, that you can now believe. You are 99 years old, you are 100 years old, and God said you will have a baby. And then you too, you are saying yes. You will say, Lord, try again. No, it's something happened. Are you listening? Something happened before he believed. That final crossing over. And so I want us to look at something this morning. Genesis chapter 17. Look at something this morning. It's and just to see how you too can believe when it doesn't make sense. Okay. You know, the trouble is that we have been brought up to think. We have been brought up. We have been educated to think and use our brains and then analyze things and then take a good decision. That is how we have been brought up. Amen. Amen. And it is suddenly very strange when they say stop thinking. It's very difficult to stop thinking. Can you stop thinking? It's automatic. We think automatically. So right now, I'm trying to help you to see the process of how Abraham got to where he is. And then also for you to see yourself as Abraham was. Amen. Genesis 17, verse 16. This is God promising Abraham a child when he was 99 years old. This is an old promise. Remember, he told him first when he was 75 years old. Now he's 99. And God said, "Oh, bless her and give thee a son also of her." The woman who was 90 years old, 89. "Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall come of her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?" And Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." And God said, "No, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Hallelujah. 6 points to note. Number one, verse 16, God made a promise that I will bless you. And many of us, I believe that we have a feeling that God will bless us. But you see, God has, many of us, we are trying to be blessed. We are believing that we are blessed. And because we are in church, we are trusting that God is going to bless us. Amen. Amen. And we and our family, I mean, there are somebody said there are 365 promises in the Bible, one for every day. I believe it. There are so many promises in the Bible. I mean, God is going to do you good. Amen. Basically, God has promised, hallelujah, that he's going to bless us. Amen. Then look at this. Then Adam fell upon his face. That scripture, Adam fell upon his face, it means that he bowed to worship. Just this morning, I came from that outdooring. There was a chief there, and then one man came to greet him. And when he came to greet him, he bowed. I said, "Hey, me, I didn't bow. Should we have bowed?" I didn't bow. But then it's a way of showing honor and showing respect. Go to verse 3, chapter 17. Abraham bowed. Abraham was bowed. It was in worship. Amen. It was in worship. Verse 3. Yes. Abraham fell on his face and God spoke to him. And so listen carefully. Number one, what's verse number one? That God has promised to bless us. Hallelujah. How many will drive a car one day? You will drive a car one day. Yeah. You drive a car. Okay. Look at someone who raised his hand and ask him, "How much is your salary?" And ask him, "How much is your salary?" Let's do the maths. Let's see how long it will take you. Let's do some division. Remove your rent and remove your utilities. And let us see when you will save to buy a car. I've given up already. You didn't start the calculation. No. That is so difficult. It is really, many promises look very difficult. And number two is, Abraham received such a promise. Number two, and he was still in the house of the Lord and he was worshiping. He was still in church. After receiving that promise, he didn't go anywhere. He just continued what he was doing. Verse 17. He continued what he was doing. But look at what happened. But he laughed.
You know, when you tell somebody something and the person laughs, what is he saying? He doesn't believe you. When you tell somebody, okay, I'll buy you a ticket to go to France next week, she's smiling already. I mean, they're already laughing. I mean, if you're crying in church, they're laughing. I'm a pastor, I'm in church, I'm preaching, and they are laughing at me that I said I'll buy a ticket to her to go to France next week. Do you know why? She doesn't believe that. When somebody is laughing at what you are saying, they think it's a joke. They think it's a joke. You are not serious. They think that you are just talking by heart. And this is God talking to Abraham. And Abraham was in the worship service, and God spoke to him, and he laughed. Even Sarah also laughed. He laughed. And what happened next? And he said in his heart, number three or number four, and he said in his heart, look, what you are, one of the greatest miracles of church members is when we announce a wedding, and they all say, hey, then they all clap, everybody's clapping, clap. On the day of the wedding, nobody is there. On the day of the wedding, look, one day a certain young man was going to have a wedding in my church in Bantama many years ago, and when he announced it and everyone was clapping and he was very happy, I told him, look, you are not a member of this church. You are coming from somewhere. So let's do it upstairs in the small hall. He says, no, they are clapping. I said, look, wake up. You are sleeping. They are clapping. It means nothing. He said, oh no, Bishop, they will come. I said, let's go upstairs and do it in the small hall. He said, they will come. Oh, I said, okay. I tried to speak. He didn't mind me. Look, on the day, also on a Saturday wedding, not a Sunday wedding. He said a Saturday wedding because his other friends from other churches want to come. I said, look, I've been here for some years. Weddings are best on Sunday, where at least one church will come. He says, no, Saturday in the main hall. Look, when I got to me, I was embarrassed. You know my church, the hall, were about 60 or less. Just sitting down, one. People will say things that they don't mean. How many here have said something and you knew you were lying? Can I see your hand? Okay. Second one. You said something, you didn't mean it. Like, oh, I will pay you back. Well, you know you won't pay back. Can I see your hand? Yes. So Abraham, listen carefully. Oh, Abraham was in church. No, look at me. Listen carefully. Abraham was in church and he was listening, he's worshiping in church, but he didn't believe. And what he really believed was what he said in his heart. Shall a child, is it possible? Is it possible? You know, there are some of you are here this morning. When I ask that, how many drive a car, how many raise a car, you raise your hand. But deep down, you don't think it's possible. Deep down. Deep down, you don't believe that you are going to actually receive a car. Or you don't know how. When I came to first year, when I entered UST many years ago, first year. Mr. Man, please, don't sleep. Yeah, don't sleep. When I came to first year and I entered the first week in the faculty, they were selling car stickers. I said, I will buy one. Why? I said, I will buy a car. How will you buy a car? I don't know how to buy a car. I'll buy it. By the grace of God. Tell somebody, by the grace of God. Oh, say it well. By the grace of God. I will buy a car. It's not that I'm going to somehow. I will get a car. And I was so sure that I would buy a car that I really went and bought a sticker and I put it in my room for many, many years. I bought a car about 7 years later. It took me 7 years to buy my first car. Yes. Amen. Amen. 7 years to buy my first car. But I bought it. I believed,
I believed it. I believed from the bottom of my heart that I was going to buy a car. Amen. Amen. Many of us don't believe. I began tithing 1982. Yeah, you were not born, it doesn't matter. Since listen. You see, when I began tithing, I had a series of messages on tithing from different people, and I became convinced that this thing is real. So from 1982 up until now is how many years? Calculate. Yeah, 43 years. In 43 years I have missed tithing 3 months. No, ask me why 3 months. Ask me why 3 months. Because in those 3 months I was very, very broke. One day I was very, very broke. I mean, not I was broke, I was poor. And I was down to, I was with my wife and I had one son at that time, Nikki. He was about 2 years old. And at that time, look, there was nothing, zero food in my house because of financial haircut at cutters at that time. There was no food. No. So I said, let me borrow money. From who? From God. Of course. Who should I borrow from? From God. I had no other friend. I was in a foreign country. So I went to borrow from God. I took my tithe. Then I chopped it because I was in need. Then the second month, I had to borrow again. Because when you borrow once, you borrow twice. And I borrowed again. And it was tighter. And then the third month, I borrowed again. Because I was in even more trouble. And it was even harder. Then I woke up and said, hey, I'm suffering. And I said, since I started borrowing money from God, it's come even wilder. Because the small I had, now I have nothing. I said, no, I'm going to go back to my tithing. And I went back to tithing. And since then, I've not stopped again. This was 82, 80, 87. No. Do you know why? I believe in tithing. I believe that tithing will change your life. Hallelujah. Over the years, how many do quiet time? Only three. Oh yeah. Because you don't believe in quiet time as a strong guide for your life. So I have three sons. I called them and I said, you boys, learn quiet time. And I taught them quiet time. And by the grace of God, Bishop Oko Potedoku, who was alive then, was also their safe teacher. And he also taught them quiet time. Hey, these boys, they were programmed with quiet time. It was drilled into them that you need quiet, that you need quiet time to go through days. My son was going to school at Dansoma in Accra at that time. Look, that place, hey, from 6 to 6:15, the road is free. At 6:20, traffic has come. Because all the schools in the area, they all open at the same time. So I was in Tamale, he was in Accra. One day I was home. I said, listen, today I'm available. Let me take you to school. Because I'm here in Accra, so I'll drive you to school. He said, okay, good. So I told him, let's go. 6 o'clock. Are you ready? He said, yeah, let's go. 6 o'clock. I was waiting for him. He didn't come down. 6:05. I was waiting for him. He didn't come down. 6:10. I said, hey, young man, you'll be late. And your school, when you are late, they lock the gates. You can't come in. So 6:15, he hadn't come down. I said, Kofi, where are you? Daddy, I'm coming. Then I was just waiting downstairs at the door, holding the car key. 6:17. 6:20. I said, listen, you are getting late, young man. What is keeping you? And see, that, are you listening? That boy, he can be slow. When his things come, he can walk like this. When his things come, I mean, you can't hurry him. And he says he has arthritis. But you see, I was calling him. Then finally, 6:20, I said, no, this boy is not serious. He's not serious at all. He's joking with his education. So I ran up the steps. I went to his room. Then I opened the door. I said, listen, Kofi, what are you doing? You are running late. And he was there at his table.
Do you know what he was doing? Quiet time. I said, take your time. Do the quiet time. Finish. If you understand that quiet time is so important, that being late to school is worth it, I'll wait for you. I said, finish. Then I went down. When I came down, I said, oh God, thank you. They understand quiet time. Ask your neighbor, you, big boy like you, your big head full of water. You don't understand quiet time. No, please tap your neighbor's head. Tap your neighbor's head. Your head is no, because you don't believe. You don't believe in quiet time. Ask your neighbor, when was the last time you did quiet time? You don't even remember. Those who raised their hand, they don't even do quiet time. They're telling me stories this morning. Amen. Amen. That is the reason why so many things don't happen. This is what he was saying in his heart. Can this thing happen? Can this thing be? I mean, look. And do you know what happened next? He was saying in his heart, can this thing be? Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? He didn't believe. Look at verse 18. Then Abraham said, may Ishmael live in your sight. He gave God an alternative. God has said, I will bless you if you do this. He's saying, okay, God, what about this? Okay, God, what about this? He was giving God an alternative. God said, follow me, trust me, and I will help you. They say, okay, God, what about if I go to America and do a master's? Is that a better way of blessing me? And listen carefully. Many of us, when God talks to you, no, look at me. When God talks to you, you can't believe it. Then you rather come with an alternative. You are bringing another plan. God has said, stay in a church. He said, Lord, this church, there's no air conditioner. I want another church. You are bringing an alternative. That is why many of us do not do well. I don't know why I become quiet now. You are clapping at first. Clap for me again. Clap again. You come to God with an alternative. That's why when that man's boy said, Daddy, should I look? Looking is an alternative. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God to see you through every trouble. The fire won't burn you. The water won't carry you away. You will not be swept away. But you are saying that, no, let me look at the apostle as the way out. Tell somebody what a useless way out. And thank God that this alternative didn't work. Up to today, Ishmael is the cause of half the world problems. Up to today. Since Ishmael came, he has voided the whole world, not only us. Amen. Because many, no, tell your neighbor, listen, you don't believe. Tap your neighbor. You don't believe in what the Bible says. You don't believe in many, many things. Yeah, Abraham was there. He didn't believe. He didn't believe in what was there. Hallelujah. Amen. But listen. I want you to decide that I will believe. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. I will believe. Sarah is like us also. Look at this. When God told Sarah also that she will have a child. Okay, let's read it. Genesis 18. And verse 10. And the Lord said, I will surely return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah heard it. She was in the tent behind the door. And she heard what God was saying. And look at verse 12. Therefore, Sarah did what? She also laughed within herself and saying what? After I am waxed old, will I have pleasure? Sarah too laughed. I mean, the real promises of God, when you hear them, they are incredible. They are incredible. Hallelujah. I didn't hear an amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
The real promises of God, what God has said he will do for you, is difficult to understand. It's so far where you are now. Where you are now and where God will take you. Oh, may God lift you up. I said, may God lift you up. May you who have never sat in airplane before, at the highest level is VIP. That's your highest level. May you one day sit in airplane till you are tired. Your amen wasn't rich. You who are always broke, your ATM card can be blown by the wind. I don't know why it is so light. There's nothing inside. One day, your card will never be empty again. Before you buy, you check your balance. Tell them, what kind of useless behavior is this? Before you buy, you check the balance. You are checking. When you are buying a shop, you are calculating your head. 3 siding is 6 times 2, 18 cedis. Now, milk, 2, 24 cedis. No, the money is 14 cedis. So remove 3 cedis. There's 18 cedis. Okay, now sugar, which one? Sugar is 18 cedis. No. Buy the small one. You are doing calculations in your head. You will never calculate again. God will see you through. Amen. Do you know how I know? I've done some before. I became a master calculator. I could do calculations with my eyes only, without thinking. Because with my eyes, I can easily multiply in my head and just add on. Then I can estimate that all this is about 50 cedis. What I'm holding is 40. What do? Then remove some. I can do it fast. But I've stopped. Amen. But I've stopped. And you too, you will stop.
Amen.
I say, you too, you will stop.
Amen.
But it is as you believe. And you see, Sarah laughed. Look at verse 13. Verse, let me see. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh. Because she was afraid. Number one, listen to me. Accept. Listen, are you here this morning? Accept that I don't believe. Until you begin to acknowledge, are you looking at me? Are you here this morning? Until you acknowledge that, listen, I struggle to believe, I don't believe. Will you be forever denying? You'll be in church, you raise your hand at every testimony, you do everything. But deep in your heart, you will not believe. Deep in your heart, you will not be believing what God is saying. No, you will not believe it. Amen. Are you listening? How many can suspect that I don't really believe? Don't raise your hand. No. I'm just trying to. You see, when we come to church, the greatest gift you will get from me is that I will sow a seed into your heart and into your mind. That's the greatest blessing you will get in a church. That a seed, a thought is placed into your heart. And that this is a new way to think. When you start thinking like this, life will take a new direction. Amen. Life will take a new direction. Begin to accept that I don't believe. I don't believe. Don't pretend you believe. Otherwise, you will never change. Accept that this is the man who Jesus spoke with. Mark chapter 9 and verse 22. The man who had a child who was epileptic, filled with the spirit, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. And he came to Jesus and said, Lord Jesus, if you can do anything, have mercy on us. If you can do anything. Amen. And what did Jesus say? If you can believe. He said, Jesus, if you can do something. Are you here this morning? Go to verse 22. And the man said, if you can do anything. How, you know, you have come to church. You've come to God. And you are saying, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I need help. I'm in church. I know God. I need God. Lord, if you can do something, help me. And God said, that's the wrong question. What's verse 23? If you can believe. If you can believe. Amen. I'm not hearing a good amen. Amen. If you can believe, if you, how many want to be rich? You want to be rich, have more than enough money. Can I see your hand? Plenty money. You want to be able to throw money left and right to help. No. Don't come to church if you don't believe. Because we say, you see, and this is it. If you don't believe, well, Sarah was laughing in her head. Yeah. And then he said, look, if you can believe, it's up to you. If you can believe, it's like, how can this thing be? How can, I mean, sitting in church here, how can my service here, how can this meeting bless me? How can this man talking to me change my life? How? I mean, and I agree with you. There are many questions. How? There are many hows that we need to know, because there's no logical answer to all these things. The whole country is, hardship is everywhere. That's why, I mean, when you read the news today, it's always some kind of accusation, corruption, every kind of, that is the world we live in. If you are counting on this world to succeed in this world by yourself, it will be very hard for you. You will have to do something wrong or something bad. If you are counting on this world to help you, no. And that is why, here, listen to me. My, what I want to give you, my belief is that in this world, in this life, by the grace of God, by the help of God, with God on your side, you will do well. You will do well. With God on your side, you'll be amazed at the miracles that will happen to your life. Amen. During the COVID season, I had a brother who was working with some Americans in America, and they were part of a team. There were about 25 people in the team, and they were working at an airport. Then COVID hits, and then they had to cut down the projects. And when they cut down the project, they told them, we have to lay off some people. So he called me, Charlie, I'm going to lose my job. And I said, why? He said, because they're going to lay off people, and I'm part of the team. I'm the only black man among 25 Americans. They're going to lay off people. Who do you think will go first? Our countryman. Then I said, no, by the grace of God. I said, you have been faithful, you have been helpful, you have helped me many times. I said, may God deliver you from every trouble, so it will not be your portion. So I prayed with him, then I left him, then he went away, then he came back and said, hey, do you know what has happened? The 25 has reduced to 15, and I'm inside. I said, hey, beautiful, God is gonna be good. Then he called me. They said they are letting 5 go. I said, no, you, it's not your portion. God is gonna keep us. God is gonna help us. So relax and let us pray. So he prayed. Then he went away. Then he called me again. Guess what? We are down to 10. I am still inside. I said, yes, that's your testimony. Long story short, they made a final call. They said, listen, we are cutting down to 4 because we can't pay no more money, down to 4. And I said, relax. God, who began at 25, hasn't left you. Let's believe God that he will keep us there. Do you know what happened? You can start clapping. He was in the 4. He was in the... Tell me by what logic, what human skills... he's also a Ghanaian among Americans. Tell me by what logic and what human power and what education can keep you there against all these things. It's the power of faith. It is God working on your behalf. And if you don't believe today, start believing. Start believing today that God will help you. Your clapping is not good. Start believing. Don't look. Believe. Listen carefully to me. Believe that God will help you. I didn't hear amen. What did I say? Believe. Not hear. Abraham heard. And when he heard, he was laughing his heart. Some of you are laughing your heart. I said, this man, he can talk, but hey, this thing, how is it possible? How this story cries, is it true? Your nose, like, is it true? It's true.
How can it be? This morning, what it is believe it. Believe it. Believe that God will help you. Amen. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. Believe that God will help you. Yours is to believe. How, you know, when I'm just ending on these two stories. When the angel came to Zacharias and met him in the temple and said, you will have a child. The man said, how? How can I have a child? The same mind like Abraham. How can I have a child? The man said, And he said, look, me, the angel talking to you, I come from God's right hand and you don't believe me. I mean, what again? Who, if you don't believe an angel that has come to talk to you, who again can you believe? He said, okay, you don't believe me, you'll be dumb again. You'll not talk again. What I said will happen. What I said will happen. Because God will do what he will do. But you'll be quiet, you'll be dumb. You won't speak unbelief again for us to be disturbed. And Zachariah became dumb. The same, are you listening to me? The same angel went to Mary and told her the same thing. You will have a child. And Mary said, I'm a virgin. These days the virgins are finished, but it doesn't matter. I'm a virgin. And how can the virgin have a child? And how can this thing be? It's not possible. And then he said, okay, if you say so, let it be. And that's the difference. That's the difference. Do you think Mary didn't know what a virgin meant? Do you think she didn't know? Do you think she's there? Even 12-year-old girls in Canaan today know that a virgin can't bring birth. You have to blow or be blown, whichever way it is. Children know today, but she knew. But she said, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. This morning, I want somebody to say, Lord, how many need things? You need something difficult or hard or expensive. You need to change your life radically. You need to move forward in life. You see, the key, I'm closing on this one. The key thing is what you say in your heart, not the hand you raised. Yeah, the hand you raised there, it can be hands up. There's an arm robber behind you. I don't know what it is. The key thing is what you believe in your heart. And if you believe in your heart, it shall be done unto you. And this morning, I want somebody to say, Lord, what you have said, let it come to pass. Lord, what you have said, the prayer I have prayed, the thoughts I have had, what you have guided me before, let it come to pass. Even if you don't believe, then like Mark chapter 9, the man will say that, Lord, I've heard, it is hard for me to believe how somebody coming from my poor background can go to that height. It's hard, which is true. It's hard for me to believe that where my grades are now, I will pass without trailing. It is hard because I'm struggling. Lord, I need your help, but it's hard to believe. That is the beginning. It is hard to believe it. When you say it is hard to believe, you are accepting that it is true. The trouble is not God, the trouble is with me. And Lord, change my heart. And he will. Hallelujah. And he will. He will change your hearts. Hallelujah. God will change your hearts. Amen. Heads, and let us pray. All of us who are here this morning, just bow your head and let us pray. Please pray after me. Dear Jesus, today, I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, all the wrong things and the bad things that I have done. Wash them with your blood shed at Calvary and change my heart. Give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you all my days. Today, Lord Jesus, prepare a place for me
in heaven by your side and write my name in the book of life. Today, I am born again. Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. And today, I will follow Jesus and serve Him all my days. Thank you, Father, for this great salvation that I have met. And Lord, thank you for my sister, my brothers, as we stand here to confess you before this house. I pray, Lord, that you mark them with a sign that they are yours from today. Let today mark a turning point in their lives, that this is the day you receive them unto salvation. Thank you so very much, oh God, that after today we'll never be the same again. We will never be the same again. We will never be the same again. And Holy Spirit, put your hand upon them to protect them from every trouble of this world, that you will grow and move in strength. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 112 75. God bless you.